a lot of pressure. Me going first. As soon as I walked in, I felt the presence of the Lord here, and it was just beautiful. I mean, I started to feel weepy too. So it's just been it's a blessing to be in a place where you honor the Lord and where His presence is welcome. And I also wanted to add on to the testimonies with the women's retreats and things. The Lord has been speaking to me about not looking back, but pursuing what is ahead, that scripture. Because a lot of times when we, you know, we're going to do something and we think, well, it didn't work last time, or, you know, you look back at things maybe that weren't so good in the past, but that's not what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to keep our eyes focused on Him and what He has prepared for us ahead, not thinking that it's going to fail, but we have to keep our trust in the Lord. So I just wanted to encourage you with that.
Amen. Hey, guys, how y'all doing? It's good to see you. It's a surprise. Thank you, John. So I love you guys. Yeah, love you guys. So when I was standing over there in praise and worship, kept having this vision of oil coming down in front of me. And it took me to Psalm 133. And let me read this out of the Passion Translation just because it's really cool. How truly wonderful and delightful it is to see brothers and sisters living together in sweet unity. It's as precious as the sacred scented oil flowing from the head of the high priest Aaron, dripping down upon his beard and running all the way down to the hem of his priestly robes. This harmony can be compared to the dew dripping from Mount Hermon, which flows down upon the hills of Zion. And this is important. Indeed, that is where Yahweh has declared His blessings. To really understand this scripture, you got to go back to Exodus, when Aaron was consecrated as the high priest. So in Exodus 29, they take Aaron, and it's in a wilderness in front of the tabernacle, the tent of the meeting. This is a place that had the fire by night and the cloud by day. Amen. So to be the high priest was the most important job, and that was it. I mean, you had Moses, and then there was the job of the high priest, and they would protect Israel from its sin. And so in Exodus 30, it talks about the instructions given to Moses to make the oil. And the Lord said this was really sacred, holy oil. The most, I mean, we're not talking Food Lion olive oil. This is the most holy anointing oil you can possibly come in contact with. So the Lord gave Moses specific instructions on how to make that. He also had given instructions on how to build a tabernacle, which was copied heaven.
That's right.
It was a type and shadow of what was in heaven. So they took this oil, and they went in, and they anointed the tabernacle. And then He anointed the Ark of the Covenant with this oil. So you had to go into the Holy of Holies and anoint the Ark of the Covenant. And then all of the candle stands and you know, all of the implements and all of the articles of the tabernacle were anointed with this oil. Then He took Aaron out and his sons, but this was just for Aaron, in front of the tabernacle, in front of all of the people of Israel, And he took this most holy anointing oil, the same oil that had been, that was used to anoint the Ark of the Covenant. And he poured it on Aaron. And it ran down Aaron's face, ran down his beard, ran down his clothing, his robe. And he was consecrated to be the high priest with that oil. There was no more holy oil or anointing, sacred oil, than that oil. And the Lord says in Psalm 133, when we dwell in unity, it's that. Amen. It's that oil that I will release upon a congregation of people. It's that, as I poured the oil on Aaron, I will pour it on you. Amen. How beautiful and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. Amen. And there's this promise from the Lord, is that when you come together in unity, and it's so neat, you were talking about the retreat, the women's retreat. There's a purpose in all of this. The Lord's been speaking to me about spiritual family and how so critically important this is. Amen. God gives us two families, our birth family, which we have no choice over, and our spiritual family. And our spiritual family is to help us on this walk through life to get into heaven. And there's something really powerful when you walk into a church. I've been in churches where it's just a bunch of independent people attending church in the same building. Compared to a church that has come together and has started to touch on a spiritual family, and they're in unity. We've experienced this twice in our walk within the past 30 years. Two churches, there was a Methodist church we went to years ago, and then at the beginning of our church, and both times, the Lord poured his oil on us. When we came into that family, unity, the Lord said, I command a blessing. And that oil that I poured on Aaron, I'll pour on you. Jesus taught, and it's in three of the Gospels, so it's really important, about creating a wineskin. And he said, I cannot pour new wine into an old wineskin, basically. I have to have a new wineskin to pour new wine into. And the Lord keeps telling me, in this season, in the church, family, unity and love is our wineskin. And if we want new wine to be poured upon us, or that oil that's the same, that create this wineskin of family, unity, and love. Amen. Let me take you real quick into Acts 2:41. So this is the early church, right? So then those had received his word were baptized, and that day they were added about 3,000 souls. Then they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Okay, so let's transport our minds back there. We're in the early church. We are one of the 3,000 that were saved after Pentecost. We did not walk with Jesus. We did not hear his teachings. But now we've accepted him into our heart, and he's our, you know, Lord and Savior, and we're going to give our life to him. But we have the opportunity to hear from the guys that actually walked with him. So could you imagine Pastor John saying, hey, this coming weekend, we're having the Apostle John, the one that Jesus loved. He's going to be here. Right? I mean, that's what was happening back then. And so the Apostle John's going to come in this coming weekend, and he's going to tell you what it was like to walk with Jesus. And then on Wednesday night, we're going to have Peter come by. And the Apostle Peter, and he's going to tell you, if you had the opportunity, would you devote that weekend to hearing from John? Would you devote that time? I mean, you would devote yourself, right? What does that mean when you devote your, I mean, you would, I'm going to give 100% of my attention. I'm going to, every obstacle that could interfere with this, I'm going to push aside, and you have 100% of my attention. As I'm going to devote myself to hear from the apostles' teachings. I want to know this Jesus that they walked with. When you read on in that verse, after they added three, they continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And then it goes, with the same devotion, they devoted themselves to fellowship with each other.
Right.
The Bible doesn't say with a smaller degree. It's with the as you have devoted yourself to listen John teach. Now, they also continually devoted themselves to fellowship with each other. And then they continually, with the same passion, devoted themselves to breaking bread with each other. Because they understood how to build a wineskin.
Right, right. This is good. Good work,
bro. So I'm talking, I just feel that the word upon the church in this day is to come together in love and family. And let's partner with the Holy Spirit to build a family where the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. If I could leave you with anything, I would leave you that what you're doing, that the path you're on, and the way Josh and Liz and John and Mary Ann lead, it's family, but you have to devote yourself.
Amen. Amen.
I want to be part of this. There's a higher call and a higher purpose in this too, because I want to build a wineskin.
Amen.
That the Lord pours his wine and his precious sacred oil that I saw pouring right over there. I want to be under that spout of oil. If the early church changed the world, but they changed it as a family. And the world would look upon that family with a sense of awe, the Bible says. And they look at it, these guys got it together. There's so much power, guys, when we come together in unity. The iron that sharpens iron, all the verses. That you know, all of the benefits that come with family, that come with unity. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord, you know, they also met in, the word says they met in the temple courts. And they met in homes. That's why I believe home groups are so vitally important. It's part of building fellowship. It's part of me getting to know you. It's me having you over. Let me cook for you. Let me love on you. The Lord gave me 1 Corinthians 14:26 as a blueprint for home groups. It says, whenever you come together, let everyone be ready with a psalm or a teaching or a revelation or ready to use his gift of tongues or given an interpretation. If we approach our meetings this way, We will change the culture of consumer Christianity. Of where society has told us just to come in and sit and receive.
Right.
If you can get into, and in home groups, this can be so powerful where everyone comes to pour out on each other.
Right.
Think about that. Everyone comes with a psalm. Everyone comes with a prophetic word.
Yes.
Imagine the edification and the building up and the strength that would come from that. And this will absolutely change culture.
Amen.
So that's a Shabbat.
Amen. Shabbat.
So I just encourage you to do something radical. Fall in love with every person in here. Just do something radical. I've heard of Leif Hetland. He says it best, because when I asked the Lord, I said, God, how do you do that? And Leif Hetland has this phrase. He says, I'm going to lean my heart towards you today. I'm going to lean my heart towards you. He would even send me a text after we met down at Grace, and he goes, I am leaning my heart toward you today, Mike. I said, man, it's powerful.
Amen.
So we begin by, I'm going to lean my heart towards everyone in here.
Amen.
I'm going to make room in my heart for every person.
Amen.
That's a wineskin that the Lord can fill. That's a wineskin that new wine can be poured into, and that's when you get under that spout of that oil. I just feel his presence right now. Oh, Lord, give us wisdom on how to partner with Holy Spirit to build a family that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Lord, give us wisdom. Put, Lord, a hunger for fellowship with each person in here. Lord, stir that love for each person in here, Lord. Thank you, God. Whoa. We're talking about oil. You had this oil. Can we just anoint everyone with oil over here? It seems to be the thing I should do.